Isso já contou, e as interfaces em Thursday. April 1st, 2021, in Davis, Vermont, 6 members present are Representative Crump, Representative Tarr, Representative Fields, and myself, Representative Lindsay Tarr. The Director of Defense, Governor Crump, to conduct business, please take this time to silence your cell phones when returning to the meeting. Before I begin, I would like to thank Jamie Dana, the House of Representatives, Secretary for Records, and Alex Beebe from Virginia Island, for staffing the committee today. Today, we will be having a second hearing on House Bill 123 by myself, Representative Lukowski, relating to the state recognition of tribes. We will begin this morning by hearing invited testimony and moving on to public testimony. First, we will hear invited testimony from Richard Peterson, the President of Quipi and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. President Peterson, if you could begin by introducing yourself for the record and begin your testimony.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ms. Monroe, please introduce yourself for the record and go ahead and begin your testimony.
Ms. Cheech, hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. Thank you. that is not all that we are. We have a very distinct belief of status, which stems from our tribal status. And it's through that lens that the distinction between governments is very critical. It's important for our citizens to understand all of our citizens to understand the difference between our political status and our racial status. It's not just inciting all of the racial status.
Charles Dickman, if you can begin by putting yourself on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Charles Dickman.
yourself on the record and begin your testimony.
Thank you.
time. Each of you hear from Frank Patrick, if you can begin by putting yourself on the record and giving your testimony.
Good morning. My name is Frank Patrick, M-A-T-C-H-A-T-A-G, and I represent the Native Village of Silverfoot. I also serve as the board chair to 20 times, which is Quark, and I'm calling in to support the House Bill 123. We recognize that President Richard Dan Ortiz. Thank you so much for doing your testimony. I am calling in just to support the House Bill 123. So thank you.
Well, I thank you for your testimony this morning. If you are from David Canfield, if you can begin by putting yourself on the record and begin your testimony.
Hello, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Thank you, Tribal Faculty, for having me here today. My name is David Canfield, and I'm 22 years old at Columbia. I'm an academic who has practiced in therapy intervention. I'm a professional. 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 I'm a professional
name correctly in your social record and begin your testimony. Next, we will hear from Barbara Murden. If you can be in back of yourself to the record and begin your testimony. And just to take a little time to make your own mute. Barbara Murden from Antioch, come to the first. Next, we will hear from Brooke Woods. You can be inviting yourself on the record and begin your testimony.
Good morning. I heard somebody come on the line. I think it's that person before me.
We will circle back. Go ahead, Liz. Let's hear your testimony.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. My name is Brooke Woods. I'm calling today to support Household 1, 2, 3, and I, you know, even for separate specific
We'll try to go back to Antioch with Barbara Morgan. Are you on the line?
Gracias.
Brady and Matt bring to the state of Alaska. There's no doubt that they lead in excellence in all they do, and their knowledge and wisdom, something that every Alaskan and every United States citizen and every person can benefit from. I really greatly want to thank Madam Chair and the House Tribal Affairs Committee for bringing our House Bill 123 before us, and I support its passage. I am tribal governance faculty at University of Alaska Fairbanks. I am calling in and speaking of myself. In my work, our tribal governance students demonstrate excellence in healthcare. I myself am a white settler and able to be vaccinated because of tribal health, along with many of my family and friends. Education, public safety, tribal courts, roads, infrastructure, natural resources management, from laboratory labs to marine mammals to refuges to wildland fires. These are areas that tribal governments will continue to be in excellence with, and will continue to lead with the federal government. Leaving the state behind if they do not enter the equation as a third sovereign. We are wasting a great deal of time and money on fear-based litigation against tribes in the state. It is holding us back from the future that our children deserve. This is a benefit to all the Alaskans. This is a model for the nation in tribal relations. Instead, we are the laughing stock with constant lawsuits and litigation. We've seen, as we've seen this year alone, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars suing tribal governments on no basis. Tribal governments, again, will continue to lead in these areas, and it will make a stronger state for all Alaskans as the state of Alaska enters into a meaningful relationship with tribal governments, acknowledges tribal sovereignty, and lifts up self-determination. I don't understand the fear behind the recognition of tribal governments. This is a beauty, a benefit, a cornerstone of this state. This is a bipartisan issue. As we see self-governance, we have great support.
Ms. Stevens, can you conclude your testimony this morning?
We have great support from Republicans and Democrats. This is an Alaskan issue, and I thank you for your time.
I offer my testimony this morning. Next, we will hear from Diane Mazzaro. If you can begin by putting yourself on the record and beginning your testimony.
Okay. Advocate for the passage of
testimony this morning, and you said we measure the glory well, so if you can begin by putting yourself on the record at the beginning of testimony.
Okay, Madam Chair, and members of the table of judges, please. For the record, I am Margaret Luke, President and CEO of the Parker Group, which serves as a statement of compensation for the restaurant, and I'm happy to talk to you on your part this week. Today, I am speaking to you from the Netherlands. As the voice of the public service sector, I appreciate the opportunity to speak before this committee in support of HP 123. Frankly, I'm honored to stand with the Alaskan Indigenous people and our Alaska tribes. I'm talking to you here today as I reflect and read our core values as an organization. I will take this theme, the last step of the values, and specifically carve out our value of service, role, manage, and engage. We have indigenous people in this place, the land where we live, and our commitment to serving our practicing tribes in urban and rural Alaska. This from the core values that we begin our understanding every day. Renew our commitment to live and discipline of the tribal government and Alaska's first people. Over the last 20 years, we have been grateful for the opportunity to work side by side with tribes, most of which are also have high preference status. As we have experienced this first to be as diverse as the people and cultures that the tribe stewards. In each instance, we have had to listen and learn from each and every partnership, and we are asked to share in return. The result is that we are all stronger and better to serve the people of Alaska. My concern is that the many voices being here today is support of state tribal recognition. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony, Ms. Harding. Next, we will hear from Chief Wayne Morgan. If you can begin by putting yourself on the record and begin your testimony.
Good morning. My name is Wayne Morgan. Chief of the Donald Sullivan Colonial Land Tribe of Land. I'm a member, tribal member of the Homeless Tribe. I'm just calling and wanted to get my testimony tonight, so I would thank the folks tribal first lady from the time this morning that I knew from the lecture for sponsoring this bill and
that
Representative Charlie. Thank you, Madam Chairman. I just wanted to say thank you to all the testifiers for calling and sharing their stories, and just I think it's just helpful to have some of the historical context, and just appreciate people being willing to share, because I think sometimes you can hear pain in the stories that are shared. And so I just think it may not be easy to do that, and appreciate the willingness to help educate us so we can understand the importance of this. Thank you. Thank you.